was I duped by the landlord when he called a folding contraption that chopped off my kitchen a door? I go to the Southern International, which the editor of the Post urges me to use in preference to the Third International. Here I find what a door is, the movable frame or barrier of boards or other material, usually turning on hinges or pivots or sliding, by which an entryway into a house or apartment is closed and opened. Also, a similar part of a piece of furniture, as in a cabinet or bookcase. This is only 46 words, but don't include the cellar door, it excludes the barn door, and the accordion-like thing. So I go to the Third International. I see at once that the new definition is longer. But I'm looking for accuracy, and if I must sacrifice brevity to get it, then I must. And sure enough, in the definition which raised the Post's blood pressure, I found the words, folding like an accordion. The thing is a door, and my landlord is using the word in one of its currently accepted meanings. The new dictionary may have many faults. Nothing that tries to meet an ever-changing situation over a terrain as vast as contemporary English can hope to be free of them. And much in it is open to honest and informed disagreements. There can be linguistic objection to the eradication of proper names. The removal of guides to pronunciation from the foot of every page may not have been worth the valuable space it saved. The new method of defining words of many meanings has disadvantages, and of the 500,000 or more definitions, hundreds, possibly thousands, may seem inadequate or imprecise. To some, of whom I am one, the omission of the label colloquial will seem meritorious. To others, it will seem a loss. But one thing is certain, anyone who solemnly announces in the year 1962 that he will be guided in matters of English usage by a dictionary published in 1934 is talking ignorance and pretentious nonsense. From The Play of Language, 1971.